With your Week in Review in local Tri-County sports, the top local stories of the week, I'm KDWA Sports Director Nick Tuckner reporting. For more sports updates, you can always check us out on the internet at KDWA.com. As KDWA Sports broke the news late last week, two students within the Hastings Raiders Express Summer Strength and Conditioning Program have tested positive for COVID-19. Now, though this was not unexpected, this is the first opportunity for the school district to react to such an occurrence. To break down the situation and mitigation efforts, here's Hastings High School Athletic Director Trent Hansen on the COVID-19 situation.
Yeah, you bet. So for the first time between July 2nd and July 8th, we had our first reported COVID positive test among some student athletes that were in cohorts, either in Raiders Express strength and speed training or some kids that were planning to start their sport-specific clinics in these last couple weeks, things like soccer, hockey, basketball, all that kind of stuff. So, you know, we had 3 weeks with no reports. You know, we had some indirect reports in those first 3 weeks where kids had close contact with a family member or someone who did test positive, so kids themselves had to self-quarantine for 14 days, but we didn't have to shut down any pods or any groups or any camps. So we take each situation one at a time. There's a lot of data privacy, of course, that surrounds health information. And so just so people know, you know, every parent or guardian that signed up a child to participate in one of our summer offerings was required to review a very in-depth waiver, you know, and that waiver had a lot of instructional information, but also acknowledged that, you know, there is a risk anytime that you're going to put kids together in a scenario like this. And I think people have been very informed. And now that we've had some cases to process and deal with, it's just kind of another wave of information and another wave of processing. So what I would say is, number one, I've been super appreciative of those families that have communicated with us directly, transparently, and in a very timely fashion, letting us know either when their own child was exposed to someone or in the specific cases when their child themselves has been positive. Because what that allows us to do is then respond accordingly with anybody else that may have been in contact with said kid. And they've been very isolated pockets so far. Folks should know that if their child was in a group where they may have been exposed, we've contacted those parents directly, personally. And so if people haven't got a call, you know, or haven't been notified, they don't have anything to worry about in this particular case. But we appreciate the graciousness of folks receiving that call. I mean, at the end of the day, everyone wants their kids to be social, to be with their friends, to play their sports, to be out and about, and to get all those benefits. But they also recognize that they want their child to be healthy, and they want everyone else's kids to be healthy. And so we have to work through those scenarios as they happen. So we're just trying to keep our families informed on the front end. But then when things actually happen like they have started to, it's another round of kind of being informed and recognizing it. So we're just all working in collaboration, one case at a time.
Hansen and what all the coaches are doing during these camps to make sure the kids continue to be safe.
Yeah, coaches are doing a number of things. And on the one end, they're planning very specifically to make sure that they've got pods that meet the restrictions, to make sure that equipment is disinfected before any pod or group uses them. And they're just running their camps and clinics according to all these CDC and state guidelines. So whether that's small groups of 10 for Raiders Express or larger groups of 25 for our sport-specific things, they're running it very strategically and not mixing kids unnecessarily. They also are wearing masks when they instruct. The coaches themselves are sanitizing or washing hands before they start. But there's also a mutual cooperative piece here where one thing that we're not doing is we aren't taking temperatures of kids when they come in. We're not providing sanitizer. So families have agreed that they will do those things with their kids. So there's also this mutual trust that our families and kids, when they do show up, they are symptom-free. They have washed their hands. They have used sanitizer. So it's a lot of cooperation that has to come into play, but it certainly has started with our coaches on their end of it, and we appreciate the families on their end. And I think one thing that we've really emphasized with our coaches is that when in doubt, let me know and stay home, right? If you're not really sure how you're feeling or you're not really sure, when in doubt, just be more conservative. We've tried to really convey that to our families as well. If you're unsure, you know, if your kid is showing some types of symptoms, please keep them home. Please let us know. If they do take a test and it turns out positive, you need to call us right away so that we can, again, take care of everybody else. That communication is really, really significant. I think people have done a fine job so far. But the reality is, you know, we've got over 450 kids, grades K through 12. They're mixing and intermingling in some type of pod. It could be a two-day-a-week tennis camp. It could be a four-time-a-week Raiders Express. It could be a one full week of soccer camp. The reality is, much like other parts of the world, we are starting to open up. And it's a matter of kind of when, not if, we're going to have to continue to deal with some of these scenarios. So staying connected, staying, you know, on the same page is really, really important.
The one big concern is after the pods, after the practices, and after the camps, the kids are not held into these pod restrictions. We know there will be parties, going to the beach, and having fun as well, because, well, kids are kids. So there's definitely some understanding between the student athletes, the coaches, and the administration that the correct choices are going to be made. And that keeps the entire community healthy. Hansen with more.
I appreciate you bringing that up. That's one other thing that I think coaches have done a great job of that's more indirect. But they are trying to help the kids understand what staying as healthy as you can be looks like. And yet, this is no different than any other time or year. A year ago, 5 years ago, when the kids are right in front of their coaches, they've got that direct influence. And hopefully the indirect influence stays with the kids when they leave. But you're right, they aren't monitored and surveilled, you know, 24/7, nor would we necessarily want them to be. But again, there is a mutual trust that has to exist between our kids and our families and our coaches that everyone, when we're not together, is doing the best we can to be the healthiest that we can. You know, we can't necessarily monitor and track it all, but we are asking people to just be smart, because it's their own health, it's their own family's health that's most important, but then it's also the health of their teammates and coaches. And again, I think, you know, we've had a large number of communities around us and other conferences and counties that have had to shut down for 2-3 weeks. That may happen to us. It may not happen to us. We're on our 5th week of training, which is incredible when you think about it. So I think that speaks to people really doing a great job so far, yet we have to continue that, you know, and sometimes the consistency is usually not very exciting. It's not real radical, but that consistency of doing the right thing every time develops integrity. And again, it takes care of ourselves and it takes care of our community, and that's what we're all trying to do.
That was Hastings High School Athletic Director Trent Hansen. Of course, we'll have more on the upcoming 2020 fall sports season right here on KDWA. The Minnesota Wild's qualifying round series schedule against the Vancouver Canucks was announced this week by the National Hockey League. The best of 5 series will begin on Sunday, August 2nd. All games will be played at Rogers Place in Edmonton, Alberta. Minnesota will be the home team for games 3 and 4 in the best of 5 series. So let's take a look at when everything will shake down. The first game of the best of 5 series will be on Sunday, August 2nd against the Vancouver Canucks again in Edmonton. The time will be a late game, so likely a 9:30 start. Tuesday, August 4th, game 2 against the Canucks also at Rogers Place. Thursday, August 6th against the Vancouver Canucks at Rogers Place, with game 4 on Friday, August 7th if necessary, and game 5 would be Sunday, August 9th, and the winner of that series would move on to the next round. And of course, we will have all of those Wild games live on KDWA. For more on the schedule as it's released, KDWA.com. This has been your Week in Review in local Tri-County sports on KDWA AM 1460 and 97.7 FM. For more sports anytime you want them, check us out on the internet at KDWA.com. I'm Nick Tuckner reporting.